USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are nearing agreement on sanctions against Russia over its massing of troops near the border with Ukraine in feared invasion. The U.S. promising to put Moscow on the defensive at the U.N. Security Council. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield on ABC's This Week saying our voices are unified in calling for the Russians to explain themselves.
Part of the reason we're calling for this meeting on Monday is one more opportunity to find a diplomatic way out.
Sunday, another day of major flight delays after the nation's northeast states were walloped by a massive winter storm. FlightAware reporting 1,500 flights canceled in and out of the U.S. and more than 2,300 delays. Tens of thousands without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
President Biden is calling for the release of U.S. Navy veteran Mark Frericks, who was taken hostage in Afghanistan nearly 2 years ago, Monday marking the second anniversary of the kidnapping. In a statement, the president saying hostage taking is an act of cruelty and cowardice. The civil engineer and contractor from Illinois was kidnapped in January of 2020 from the capital of Kabul and is believed to be in the custody of the Taliban-linked Haqqani network. North Korea continuing its weapons tests, firing what analysts say is the most powerful missile the regime has tested in years. Pyongyang's seventh launch of the month, traveling 500 miles and landing in the ocean. It's the Rams and the Bengals in the Super Bowl. The Bengals get a field goal in overtime at Kansas City to win 27-24. And the Rams holding off the 49ers with a late field goal, 20-17. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Actor turned history teacher and former DJ who played a DJ on WKRP in Cincinnati, Howard Hessman, has died at 81.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. You got Johnny. Dr. Johnny, fever, and I am burning up in here. We all in critical condition, babies. But you can tell me where it hurts, because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, babies. Don't just sit right down. Relax. Open your ears real wide and say, give it to me straight, doctor. I can take it.
Hessman dying Saturday in Los Angeles due to complications from colon surgery. And the home of the late host of Jeopardy is up for sale. Here's Chris Barnes from the USA Radio News New England Bureau.
In Los Angeles, the home of the late Alex Trebek is on sale for $7 million. The longtime Jeopardy host bought that property in Studio City in 1991 for about $2 million. The compound, as they call it, features a Mediterranean-style mansion at its center, along with grassy lawns, lush gardens, and oak trees. It's also got a number of very fine bathrooms, as well as a library and a movie theater.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.